Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF National Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere has shot down a request by Manicaland Province to have the party's parliamentarians linked to ousted Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa recalled.
Our position has been very clear that all members of the party, all members who have not been expelled from the party, remain members of the party as they retain their positions as in parliament and so forth.
The High Court today did not set a date to hear an urgent matter filed by lawyers representing villagers who are facing eviction at Manzou Farm, which is to be turned into an animal sanctuary to be run by the First Lady Grace Mugabe.
Things are not okay to us because there are certain people who came to Manzou today and they said they are census people, and then some villagers started running into mountains.
And the Zimbabwean election observers say the country's Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has a lot to learn from the Zambian experience on how to deliver a credible election.
ZANU-PF National Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere has shot down a request by Manicaland Province to have the party's parliamentarians linked to ousted Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa recalled and have the former party stalwart expelled from the former Liberation Party. Our correspondent Lloyd Hamoyo has the story.
Kasukwere told Studio 7 in an interview today after a provincial coordinating meeting that what the party has done in sidelining Mutasa and his colleagues is enough. He said all suspended members would remain in the party.
Our position has been very clear that all members of the party, all members who have not been expelled from the party, remain members of the party. Hence they retain their positions as in parliament and so forth. Unless one has been expelled and the party has decided to go for a by-election, then that'll be a different story. But as far as we're concerned, there are only two people to date who have been expelled, which is Avalanche Banda and Rugare Gumbo. And of course the other process which is now being processed. But the rest of the colleagues and members are members of the party.
He added that there was no plans of taking further action against the suspended individuals, at least for now.
Within the party structures, they are being disciplined. But it doesn't follow that if they are being disciplined, they've been expelled. Porosingas has been suspended. He has not been expelled. Hence, he remains a member of parliament for the party. That is a party disciplinary process.
The acting Manicaland Party spokesperson, Samuel Ondenge, told Kasukwere, who was visiting the region with other Politburo and Central Committee members, that the province had recommended that all members closely linked to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru be booted out of the party and have by-elections in their constituencies. Ondenge told the visiting party members that ZANU-PF should, in fact, expel everyone linked to the former Vice President, who was accused of attempting to remove President Mugabe from power using unconstitutional means before the December Congress. Yes, Mujuru, Mutasa and other colleagues who were removed from the top post before the party's congress last month have denied that they wanted to remove Mugabe from power. Ondenge said the Manicaland province also wants Zimbabwe to conduct a by-election in Chimanimani West, currently held by former Deputy Energy Minister Monacho Mutezo. Ondenge said this province wants ZANU-PF to expel Mutasa as he had acted outside the party's norms by writing to the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, discrediting the party's December Congress. Other ZANU-PF Politburo members that attended today's meeting included Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Higher Education Minister Opam Chinguri Kashiri, Kudzi Chipanga, and Minister Chris Mushowe, and several others. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.